Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. We'll start today's episode with some of the most notable advancements shaping the current technological landscape. First up, there's been plenty of buzz about recent leaps forward in GPU technology, deeply impacting open source communities and the industry alike. AMD has just rolled out their latest set of open-source Linux patches designed to support their upcoming GPU architecture, signaling a robust future for the AMD GPU kernel graphics driver. This development follows on from their Financial Analyst Day, where AMD outlined their latest progress in AI and ray tracing for graphic chips. For dedicated Linux users and developers, this is big news. AMD's ongoing collaboration with the open-source community means better support and performance for next-gen GPUs right out of the box. Meanwhile, Qualcomm hasn't been standing still either. They've released their initial GPU support for the Snapdragon X2 Elite SoC, aimed squarely at next-generation Windows 11 laptops and desktops. This new support, built into ongoing Linux kernel updates, targets their Adreno X285 GPU, and showcases how mobile and desktop computing are growing closer in capabilities every day. On the security front, Intel looks set to introduce the last security feature for its CPUs as part of the upcoming Linux 6.19 kernel release. LAS is designed to enhance system security, and, on the right CPUs, will be enabled by default, though we're still waiting to find out exactly which models make the cut. These GPU and CPU innovations highlight the relentless pace of open hardware and software collaboration, as well as the heightened focus on securing and optimizing user experiences. But raw performance and security aren't the only drivers of today's technological renaissance. Intellectual property, particularly in artificial intelligence, is another front where seismic shifts are happening. Recently, Tsinghua University in China overtook powerhouses like MIT and Stanford, with nearly 5,000 AI and machine learning patents filed since 2005. This positions China at the vanguard of global AI innovation, showcasing new priorities not only in research output, but in patent strategies and technological sovereignty. While the US continues to wield its own influence through major AI models, the competitive dynamic around intellectual property is evolving rapidly. As universities and companies compete internationally, these trends are certain to influence the direction of future breakthroughs, business dealings, and even geopolitics. Next up, let's talk about cloud security, a topic that's been thrust into the spotlight thanks to a noteworthy outage at Cloudflare, one of the internet's largest network and security providers. The disruption, caused by a mishap with database permissions, reminds us that centralizing infrastructure doesn't come without risk. A single error can ripple across countless services and users globally. Incidents like these provide a timely wake-up call for businesses and developers relying on cloud services to regularly revisit their backup, redundancy, and access control strategies. Meanwhile, Microsoft's latest AI innovation for Windows, dubbed Copilot Actions, has been drawing a mix of attention and concern. While promising deeper AI-powered integrations, Copilot Actions also requires extensive permissions, and that's got experts worried about new vectors for privacy and security breaches. Ironically, even with its promised ambitions, recent real-world evaluations have shown that Microsoft's Copilot has struggled to deliver the reliability users expect. With the pressure growing, Microsoft will need to demonstrate both improved results and renewed commitment to user privacy if it wants to maintain trust as these tools become commonplace. Shifting gears, let's take a look at the rise of platform engineering, one of the most influential changes in modern software development. For those unfamiliar, platform engineering centralizes developer tools and services into self-service platforms, ensuring reliability, repeatability, and agility for engineering teams. As organizations strive to modernize, platform engineering allows them to treat the platform itself as a product aimed at internal customers, greatly enhancing developer experience and reducing operational friction. This paradigm shift is especially critical in complex environments, where the speed of innovation depends not just on code, but on the quality of the surrounding infrastructure. As platform engineering takes hold, it's set to define best practices for enterprise software delivery and management in the years to come. Now let's venture beyond code and infrastructure to explore some significant cultural and societal conversations emerging alongside new technologies. One of the most unusual stories making headlines revolves around a man in China who has started dating again after having his late wife cryogenically preserved, sparking debate about grief, memory, and how modern technology affects love and loss. This deeply personal narrative highlights larger questions about the intersections of science, society, and individual emotional journeys, an ongoing theme as we navigate increasingly digital lives. On the topic of community, the open-source software movement faces growing concerns regarding burnout, uncompensated work, and unsustainable volunteer expectations. Recent research and public conversations among maintainers and contributors have brought attention to these issues, prompting new calls for fair compensation and well-being support. Initiatives such as the Open Source Pledge advocate for creators to make their needs known, resist toxic behavior, and push platforms and funders for the support necessary to keep open source vibrant and healthy. The hope is that acknowledging and addressing community burnout now will ensure open source can remain a sustainable engine of innovation in the long run. Of course, questions of trust, privacy, and regulation are never far behind when discussing digital technologies. We're seeing regulatory developments around the world, with security and surveillance efforts frequently making headlines for both their necessity and their risks. Recently, the UK's intelligence agency MI5 issued a public warning about ongoing Chinese espionage targeting lawmakers through LinkedIn, a reminder of how social media has become a battleground for state-level actors. Concerns continue to swirl around digital communications vulnerabilities as adversarial tactics become more sophisticated and the value of data rises ever higher. Similarly, over in the US, digital rights activists from the ACLU and EFF are taking legal action against the city of San Jose for its use of automated license plate readers. Their concern is that these systems enable widespread warrantless surveillance in violation of the California Constitution's guarantees of privacy rights. Whether the outcome is a reversal, new restrictions, or simply greater transparency, the case is likely to establish critical precedents for how public spaces and private data are managed in the age of ubiquitous sensors. Stepping back, these regulatory and security headlines reflect a larger struggle to adapt our social and legal frameworks to the realities of always connected life. Elsewhere, we're seeing major government portals, like Mexico's official website, launching alternative access routes on privacy-sensitive networks such as Tor. This move is more than symbolic. It's an open invitation for citizens to access essential services safely, especially those living in regions where free expression is at risk. While technical in nature, these updates echo a broader shift in how governments and institutions view internet accessibility and surveillance resistance. Staying with software, Blender, the hugely popular open-source 3D graphics tool, has hit another milestone with the release of version 5.0, bringing much more powerful color management tools for artists and creators. These advancements unlock new creative workflows and further underscore the importance of open collaboration in creative software ecosystems. Meanwhile, in the world of business, Klarna's latest workforce update points to a significant reduction in staff as a result of increased reliance on artificial intelligence. This isn't just a cost-cutting measure. It's indicative of a larger trend toward restructuring business operations in response to automation and machine learning. AI is already altering labor markets, prompting industry leaders, governments, and workforces to rethink skills, job security, and the future of employment. In regulatory news, the ongoing antitrust battle against Meta, parent of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, delivered a critical verdict this week. A US federal judge ruled in Meta's favor, stating that their acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp did not, as previously alleged, stifle industry competition. This judgment has significant ramifications for the future of technology consolidation, antitrust enforcement, and industry innovation, both in the States and globally. The case is a reminder that legal frameworks often struggle to keep up with the pace and complexity of change in the technology sector, especially as platforms diversify and integrate their offerings. So what does all this mean for anyone working, building, or just living in a tech-driven world? The evolution of GPU technology, AI intellectual property, digital security and privacy, and platform engineering all point to an inflection point in the industry. Stakeholders across sectors should be paying close attention, not only to the competitive advantages available, but to the broad risks and ethical questions that come attached. We're seeing new models for open collaboration, more sophisticated approaches to digital security, and the growing expectation that organizations consider social as well as technological consequences. The trends highlighted today challenge us to embrace innovation while doubling down on trust, fairness, and resilience in every part of our digital infrastructure. Whether you're a developer, policymaker, business leader, or everyday user, the imperative is clear: stay informed, be proactive, and help shape a world where technology uplifts everyone. Thanks for listening.